You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is Joe P for IFL TV. We're here at the O2 Arena. First of all, Fraser, congratulations on what was one of the British heavyweight great fights. Just how you feeling right now?
Yeah, I'm gutted, man. I thought I won the fight. But I'd have to watch it back. It's one of them, isn't it? Yeah. It's a difficult place to be. And I hate draws. Hate draws in boxing, I do. Especially when I feel like there's just two little mistakes in there that I made, do you know what I mean? But like you're living and learn.
Go to the knockdown first. How heavily were you hurt in the round?
It was all right. You see, like, I have to watch it back, but I feel like I might have got up and even won the rest of the round. I'm not sure, but I definitely had my senses about me. Looked to the referee. It's more the fact that I'm a big lump falling down than the shot. Do you know what I mean?
Then go to the point deduction. Do you feel like you got the fair opportunity? Were you warned in that fight? In that part of the fight?
I was warned, yeah, but. Not as much as he was warm for it in the back of the hand. Do you know what I mean? So shoulda, woulda, coulda. It's one of them. Do you know what I mean? But I thought the title was coming back with me. I thought it was.
When it was split decision draw, when it was read out in the ring, were you disappointed? Were you just frustrated? What were you?
More frustrated at myself. Yeah. A low blow and a daft knockdown from one second of concentration. If I move back one little bit, he misses. If one of them rounds, I just throw a few more shots and win it. One of them.
Do you think you could have knocked him out at any point? Was he hurt? Did you feel like he was hurting in there?
A few times. But again, you've got to be wary with his power. You know, you don't want to rush him. You can get embarrassed. So, one of them.
Just last one. Are you going to be forcing that rematch? Are you going to be pushing for it?
I'd love the rematch. Yeah. I think the fans would love the rematch. So I let the people that do the business.
We're out tonight, selling out the O2. As an event, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm glad, you know. Little old Fraser Clark from Burton on Trent. Me and the old girl coming up here and taking over. It's one of them, you know what I mean? I entertained. I hope I proved. I'm not massive on it because I don't really give a shit. But you know yourself, and everyone knows how I was. Everyone in the industry has doubted me since my debut because that, I think that was my first fight. If we're honest, my first fight. So, a few more of you believe in me a little bit. If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. If you're not convinced, you're not convinced. But I can have a fight, you know.
You certainly can, Fraser. Thank you very much for being to IFL TV. Whatever happens next, just congratulations on.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
An amazing, amazing performance tonight. Thank you.
This is Kevin Cassis for IFL.
Sorry, mate. What? Go on. No, you do it.
You
want
to just introduce yourself?
You do it. Go on, mate. Go on.
How much do you think we can get on eBay for this?
Mate, I'm selling all
can
sorts.
Can I take this down?
My shorts, my socks. I'm going to make more from that than I did from the fight.
This is cakes in your blood, isn't it?
Yeah. Keep it.
I'll keep it. I'm going to take it home. How are you, first of all? How's the nose?
Fucking fantastic, mate. How do you think? Nah, look, I'm sound. Like, I look worse than I feel. I'm fine. It's all fair in love and war. It's all good part of the game. Not too many of these type of wars, these type of fights, but I'm good.
First of all, full credit to not just you, but obviously Fraser Clark as well, on a classic, a British heavyweight classic we had tonight. It's all right for us to say. You guys were in there. But let's talk about a couple of the kind of the factors in that, first of all. Split draw, what did you think of that, first of all? And 115-112 against you.
Yeah, 115-112 I think was quite broad. It's quite a strong gap. When you take into consideration the knockdown, the point deduction, that's a slightly confusing one, but I'm not the type of person to start banging on the judges about their decisions and stuff. They're there to do their job. I'm in the ring to do mine. Ultimately, I should have made the fight more clearer. The buck stops with me, so I'm not here to press no one else about their decisions.
The knockdown probably come at the worst time for you because it was right on the bell. You didn't have any time to kind of pursue that situation.
Yeah, and he was a sneaky guy, spitting out his gum shield a couple of times as well, grabbing himself some extra few minutes and moments and things. Did that a few times, so. Look, he's been around the block. He's been in boxing a long, long time. He knows, you know, he's had to smother moments, had to make stuff uncomfortable, had to kind of ruin my work and things like that. So there was a lot of lessons learned in there.
How was the nose affecting you? Because we could see it. We're like, it looks horrendous. But how was it affecting you?
Yeah, look, it probably looked a lot worse. Mixed with sweat, Vaseline, water, the lot, it's going everywhere and all of that. It was a bit annoying. It was dripping in my mouth. Sometimes it was going to my eyes and things. But aside from that, it was just like, it is what it is.
When we spoke in the week, you said that possibly this would be your kind of last at this kind of level, etc. The domestic level, if we could call it, a bit harsh to call it domestic. But because it's not clear now, does that mean that you still want to move on from this? Or does it mean that you need to rematch Fraser?
I don't need to do anything. I can do either. I can still move on. I'm more experienced. I've got more time in the ring under my belt now, so I've got more experience to move on if I want to. And the rematch is obviously something people will be asking for, so that's an option we can look at as well.
But was Fraser better than what you expected?
I knew he was good. I think like I was surprised at actually how much he maintained it through the rounds. I really thought he would really drop off. Kind of after 7 or 8 rounds or so, I thought he'd really drop, but he didn't. Stayed in there, kept throwing his shots and things. So credit to him.
A little bit of time out for you now?
Yeah, like a week, 5 minutes or so. Ben was saying back to the gym on Monday, so got to get it done.
You got to do what you got to do. Great crowd in here. This is these O2 nights are like the best in the country when they're like that. How they were tonight, and yeah, it was. A great spectacle. Like I said, it's all very well us going, oh, it's a great fight. You two guys have gone and done that.
Yeah, look, it's I'm proud of the O2 Arena is such an epic arena, so iconic for the UK where all the massive fights happen. So to stack that out, to headline, to put on a hell of a performance and entertaining performance for the fans and have everyone wanting to see it again and wanted to see us go back at it is definitely something to be massively proud of.
And Ipswich turned out for you tonight as well.
Yeah, they did. And I can't thank them all enough as well. Even the club, Mark and the guys and all of those, they came down as well, Mark the director. So they're supporting me in person here, and all the fans as well, travelling down and making the trip. So, yeah, massive thanks to all of them as well.
Fabio Wardley, listen, congratulations to you both on an epic All-British encounter. And listen, whatever happens, if you rematch, you rematch. If you go your separate paths, you do that. But have you got anything else you'd like to add?
Nah, just thanks to everyone for coming, and maybe we'll do it again.
Thank you very much. Sports Social Podcast Network.